This week, Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick signed Pittsfield's proposed city charter into law. It would replace the current charter, which dates back to 1932. City Clerk Linda Tyer says the process included a top-down review of the charter, including fixing outdated provisions that conflicted with state law.
Conversations about should we still have a mayor and city council form of government? Should we have city manager, mayor, and city council form of government? In the final analysis, the members who served on the committee made a recommendation that we should continue with our current form of government, which is an elected mayor, an elected city council, an elected school committee.
If approved, the law would modernize the charter's language, lengthen the mayoral term from 2 to 4 years, and provide a provision allowing school committee members to be paid upon approval of city government. Tyer called the charter a city's version of a constitution and noted the change to the mayoral term.
Primarily, the reason people who were involved in the drafting of this ordinance, the reason that they felt they wanted to increase the term was to allow the mayor to have more opportunity for long-term planning.
The process of creating a new charter began in August 2012, when an 11-member charter review committee was assembled and worked over the following months to conduct the review and make recommendations with public input. This May, the City Council unanimously approved a draft charter. Last month, a city committee testified to the state legislature's Joint Committee on Municipalities and Regional Government in support of the bill that would allow the city to pursue a new charter. The committee included state representatives Tricia Farley Bouvier and Paul Mark, Pittsfield Mayor Dan Bianchi, and State Senator Benjamin Downing.
I felt like, and I know the entire delegation felt like, we had a strong case to make to move the bill expeditiously because the city had gone through such an extensive process and such a transparent, such an open process. There were many voices that were allowed to be heard.
Democratic Representative Farley Bouvier of Pittsfield echoed her fellow lawmaker.
They had 19 meetings of the commission. All were publicly televised and open to the public. They had 2 meetings specific for public input that people could come in and, you know, say what they wanted to. And then any time it was discussed, of course, in front of the city council, it was public. So that was something that was very impressive to me. And when we went to Boston, you know, had a hearing on it in front of the Committee on Municipalities, they were very impressed by the process.
Downing, a Democrat from Pittsfield, says it's very unusual for a bill to be filed, passed by the state legislature, and signed into law by the governor within 3 months.
Multiple members of the Municipalities Committee pointed out that in their districts, just a simple change to the city charter, to town charters, had led to significant political discord. And in this case, the city's completely rewriting their charter. And I think there's broad consensus. And again, I think that's a credit to the leadership of the city.
The item titled Chapter 72 of the Acts of 2013 will be on the November 5th ballot. Tyer says the city clerk's office will make the charter available online for residents to view once the state sends the final version. If approved, the charter's provisions would not go into effect until January 2016. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.